I would like to drink a cup of coffee. Yes, coffee is the thing I'd like to drink.
It's time for Coffee at the Merck as we sit down monthly with Chris Shellstead at Madison Mercantile and see what's happening.
If you talk to me, then in response I'll see. Coffee, 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 coffee.
All right, we're having a little coffee dance here at the Madison Merck this afternoon. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio, along with Chris Shellstead and Megan Ronglin here at the Madison Merck. How's it going, ladies?
Oh, it's going great. You may be having a little coffee dance, but I'm having a little wine dance myself.
That's a big glass of wine there, Chris.
You know, if you're going to do it, you got to do it right.
Go home or go big, right?
That's right. It's my day off, technically, so and it's 5 o'clock somewhere. The whole daylight savings, whatever, has messed me up a little bit, so you can drink your coffee. I have a little Hinterland red wine called Wrath that a lot of people have liked. The Hinterland wines have been very popular here, and got to give a shout-out to them. They do a great job.
Yeah, they do, and it looks good, too. Does it taste good?
It is. Somebody asked me if I was drowning my sorrows, and I said, nope, I'm celebrating my successes. That's what we're doing today.
And you've had a lot of successes here at the Madison Merck this past year, haven't you?
Yeah.
Been going great.
Things have been going great. It's sometimes hard to believe it's only been a year. You know, the coffee house opened in February, the gallery in March, and, you know, we were working for 6 months prior to that, of course, but technically we are still in our first year.
Okay, good. Megan, where's your glass of wine?
I have a Diet Sundrop in my car.
Oh.
I'm just now realizing that I've forgotten my car. But.
Okay.
Hey, that's pretty good stuff, too.
Yeah. So Megan made me, what is this called again, Megan, that you made me?
That would be a white chocolate latte with caramel drizzle.
Mm-hmm. Caramel drizzle. Mm-hmm. It is. You know, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I didn't like cold coffee until you said you got to try it again, Paul.
Hey, Paul, did you realize it's cold outside now?
Yeah,
you're
it
probably
is.
Drink a hot stuff.
Is that how that works?
Well, maybe.
Very good, Megan.
Oh, good.
So how many, since the coffee shop's open, take a guess, how many coffees and lattes and cappuccinos have you made?
Oh, judging by the cups that we've gone through, hundreds. Oh,
for
that's
sure.
Good.
Yeah, I'd say probably thousands. It
yeah.
Feels like some days. Yeah.
And you've had your regulars every day, right? At the coffee shop. Has that been a good addition to the Madison Merck there, Chris?
Yeah. You know, you say regulars. I'm not going to name any names, but we got someone that comes in for a brown sugar cinnamon latte first thing. We got people who are, you know, dead set on a sugar-free vanilla latte with whipped cream.
Ooh.
So, you know, we're Carmel trying...
Mocha frap. We've got our regulars.
I want a cocoa what?
Caramel mocha frappuccino. So like a blended up one of those.
Oh.
Basically.
A little thicker then?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like a slushy sort of.
That was a good decision to put the coffee shop in.
Oh, yeah. Part. You know, we wanted to build a community center, a space... space for community building and innovation and things, but you got to bring them in somehow, and coffee always seems to do it.
And wine
as well, you're right.
And you have a liquor license here, right?
We do. This is legal. You know, if I sell you one, it's legal. So we do have a liquor license, so that's awesome. I'm not going to name names, but there might be a few ladies who get some special coffee now and then.
All right, that's cool. And Megan's got a big smile on her face. She knows who that is.
We're not telling.
No.
Yeah.
Megan, you got any specials? What's been hot at the coffee shop before we talk about what's going on here at the Madison Merck?
Well, with the holiday seasons and the seasons changing, the pumpkin spice latte is always a big popular one in the fall. And we have peppermint, so peppermint mocha is also a big
peppermint
popular.
Mocha, is that new?
Yeah, oh. Yeah. We just got the peppermint in, and you could do that on its own, but peppermint mocha has been a popular one.
Oh,
that sounds tasty.
That tastes like Christmas to me.
Oh, okay, cool. Awesome.
The other thing we've been experimenting with is chai, which is, you know, chai is tea, but it's a spiced tea. And I found out recently that if you add a shot of espresso to a spiced tea, it's a dirty chai. So that's kind of got a good spicy flavor as well. So.
Okay, do you have many spicy drinks here?
No, we're working on different things. You know, one of the fun things that's happening is that we're going to add to our staff soon. You may have seen we've advertised for baristas, and you know, we are kind of figured it out. Now we're going to add some new people, and with that, I think comes some new skills and some new ideas. So we're looking forward to adding some new voices and some new ideas to the team.
You know, when I saw your ad about the barista,
mm-hmm.
I had to Google that. I didn't know what that was.
You thought it was maybe a dancer?
Yeah, dance place here or something. I don't know.
Okay.
So barista is?
A barista is the person who makes the coffee.
Okay, and that would be Megan.
That's right.
Did you know you're a barista?
Yes.
and we jokingly say, she's the good barista, I'm the bad barista. And now we're going to add to that some really good baristas, I hope.
All right,
yeah.
Awesome. All right. What's happening at the Madison Merck here, Chris? You got a lot of things coming up.
Well, we got, in addition to the great addition of new baristas to the team, the other really good news is that we recently got notified that we received a grant from the Blandin Foundation. So the Blandin Foundation is going to give us some cash so we can continue building out the space in the back, which includes a Zoom room, conference room, mental health room, exercise room, and we can also update some of our accessibility things like a handicapped accessible door,
okay.
And maybe help our bathroom be more accessible to those in wheelchairs and those with other abilities. So
you got a grant. We should have an applause for that. That's awesome.
It is. You know, and the Blandin Foundation does great things all over Minnesota, and we're just really happy that they chose us to be one of the folks that received that special consideration.
Awesome. I know you're always working on grants, right?
Right. In fact, we're starting a little grant writing group. Anybody who might be interested in learning how to write grants, I'm no expert, but at least I've been able to navigate the system lately. So we're starting a little group that gets together and helps each other find that funding,
mm-hmm.
and find those grants. And see if we can't get some things funded out here through those opportunities.
Good.
So
Northfest is here.
Yes.
And you're having some fun times here too.
Right. So we're kicking off Northfest here in conjunction with the Madison Arts Council. We're having the Pie and Coffee Social, which starts tomorrow at 2:30.
Oh.
Got 5 or 6 different kinds of pie. We got coffee. We got the Arts Council serving, and we hope that's going to be a good way to start Northfest here in town.
Awesome. Everybody likes pie, right?
Absolutely.
What's your favorite kind of pie, Megan?
I'd have to go with apple.
Yeah.
Classic,
yes.
And apple classic, okay.
Plenty of apple, strawberry rhubarb, pumpkin. We might have a couple other special cream pies as well.
That's my favorite, strawberry rhubarb. How about you, Chris?
You know, I'm kind of an apple pie with ice cream.
You are?
Girl. Yeah.
Well, you're adding ice cream, okay.
Yeah, we'll have ice cream too. So.
All right, good. And that starts when, tomorrow?
That's tomorrow at 2:30.
Okay, here at the Madison Merck.
At the Merck, right. And then for the rest of Northfest, what's not on the calendar but we're having is Wednesday night. We're going to have a painting party. Jolene Workus has done a great job every month having a different painting, you know, painting with a twist kind of thing where she has the sample and she'll teach you how to paint it. That's Wednesday night at 6. And then on Thursday, it's a big day for us because we've got the Franz Albert Richter Gallery opening event. So Franz has been doing art out here for 60, 70 years and has inspired so many artists out here. So this gallery opening and the whole show is sponsored by Pioneer Public TV, and they're going to be doing a whole postcards event around that.
Oh, so the postcards crew from Pioneer TV will be here, huh?
Yeah, right. So if I seem a little nervous and I got to have some wine, it's because we got to get that show going. And I'm hoping the snow stays away so we can have
when
a
When is that
opening.
Then?
That's Thursday night.
This week?
Yep, this week from 7 to 9 p.m. here. The show itself will be up through the end of November, and I would encourage everybody to come by and see it. Franz has some beautiful work in, most of them are Scandinavian themes, so it goes perfect with Northfest.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Been here working hard and getting things ready, and it's been fun having him around.
Oh, he's got a story about every single little piece he's made, and it's just been a joy to have him around. It's been great.
He's here now. He's got a lot of pieces up on the wall, doesn't he?
He does. We're having a hard time kind of sorting through it all. So, but it's fun for him because many things he hasn't seen for 30, 40 years because people have been bringing things in for him to see. So
nice.
It's a lot of fun.
Good. Yeah. So tomorrow and Thursday, big days here at the Madison Mercantile then.
Yep. We've got another artist in the Arts Council area whose name is Rachel Coppendreyer, and she does pencil drawings of animals with a Scandinavian twist as well. People must come in and take a look at those. They're really cool.
Okay.
So, and as far as Northfest is concerned, we are just going to be along for the ride for lutefisk eating and things like that. But on Saturday, we decided to hold a Scandinavian craft day for kids from 3 to 6. So the Arts Council is working with us to have 4 or 5 stations throughout the Merck here where kids can do some Scandinavian crafts and get their picture taken with a nice little Scandinavian outfit on. So that'll be fun.
Good. Music this month, or what do we have? You had some music just recently, haven't you?
We did. So Saturday night, we had Clark Matchamus, who is from Oconia, but he's got a farm out here in Lac Parle. He comes out here quite a bit. And we had a small crowd, but they were wowed. It was like doing 4 instruments at once. Just a fabulous show. It looks like we're going to try to have him again in December.
Okay.
And then November 19th, we are going to have a little bluegrass jam.
Bluegrass. You ought to love bluegrass, right?
Yeah. Megan's favorite, right? Yeah. No, I got a cousin who's got a bluegrass band up in Fargo, Moorhead area.
Oh, okay.
They're going to come down and kick it off and maybe play around town a little bit and encourage other people to get up on stage.
You know, I never cared for bluegrass until Monroe Crossing has been at the Prairie Arts Center a number of times. They travel all over the world. And they got me hooked on bluegrass.
Right. There's some really beautiful stuff. I mean, it's not for everybody, but I think everybody can find a little part of it they
like.
That's
right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah. So
How about
far.
Trivia.
Oh, yeah. So.
Do you take part in trivia, Megan?
I do a little bit.
Okay.
I kind of stay behind the coffee house bar, but
okay.
I do dabble in the trivia. We've had 2 trivia nights so far. It's the first and third Thursday of each month. Smaller crowds these first two rounds, but good turnouts, and it's been a lot of fun, so we're excited to have people wrap up harvest or whatever they're up to, staying busy these evenings still, but coming in later on and playing with us.
I think Maynard should come down for trivia night.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
pretty good at trivia.
You know, and Megan's selling herself short. I would put her on my team any day.
Oh, really?
It's amazing. You need somebody sort of under 40 and somebody over 60 and somebody who knows sports. And so it's kind of fun to build a team based on, you know, maybe not the people you normally hang out with. Add somebody new to your team. Mm-hmm. Somebody young, somebody old. It's been a lot of fun.
Good. Yeah, I think I'm gonna put that in my calendar right now. I'm gonna come down for trivia.
Okay.
Bring my wife and some friends, and we'll have some fun.
Great. We'll make sure throw you a couple softballs in there.
There we go. Good.
Curveballs.
All right.
Together. Yeah.
Well, my wife's excellent at trivia. She loves trivia, and she's very smart at that. So we'll see what happens there.
Great.
How about the holidays coming up? You got the Prairie Arts Center. They're not the Prairie Arts Center because it's being renovated.
Right. So the Lac Parle Players is going to have their Christmas show here at the Merck. So obviously, because we're a much smaller venue, what they're going to do is a little bit different than in the past. It's going to be more like a cabaret and sort of smaller and more intimate. So that's going to happen. And then we're also working in collaboration with the Dawson Performing Arts Center to have some events collectively with them.
Oh, nice.
Here. Yeah, comedy club kind of things that are a smaller crowd and a little more intimate than sort of the big venues. But I tell you, we put us in the pile of people who are so happy about what's happened with the Prairie Arts Center. So happy about the renovation and everything. It's really a good deal. So we're excited to host this year, but we're excited for it to get back into where it belongs at the Prairie Arts Center next year.
All right, great. And I know some local artists around in Madison here, Deb Meyer, is going to be showing down in Marshall with some of her artwork.
She is. I mean, she is that whole series of watercolors she did about Sri Lanka, and that's going to be hosted by the Southwest Minnesota Arts Council Gallery down there. And I'd like to mention that I'm actually on the board for Southwest Minnesota Arts Council, so if there are artists out there in Lac Parle County who are getting started or need to get a boost to their careers, let us know. There are grants available, quick support startup grants, equipment grants, things like that, and we'd really like to help support more artists in the area, both through the Mercantile and through the Southwest Minnesota Arts Council.
Okay. All right, great. Well, Megan and Chris, you guys do a fabulous job here at Madison Mercantile. It's probably one of the most popular places in western Minnesota right now.
Well,
I
hope so.
It is.
Yeah, I guess we need more parking or something.
You're going, yeah, we need some parking sometimes, don't you?
Yeah, we do. And Paul, thank you so much for being the champion for us.
Yep, and tell us when you're open.
We are open 8 to 5, Tuesday to Friday, every other Saturday, every other Thursday for trivia, and I'm going to start, we'll be posting some new winter hours on the door here pretty soon.
Okay. Megan, thanks for the...
Absolutely.
What is this again?
Caramel...
White
chocolate... latte with caramel drizzle. That's, there you go.
Say that again.
White chocolate latte with a caramel drizzle.
Woo! All right. Tastes great. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Thank you, Paul.
Megan, thank you.
Thank you.
That's Megan Runglund and Chris Shelstead with another Coffee at the Merck.
Thanks for joining us for Coffee at the Merck with Chris Shelstead. Join us again next month for Coffee at the Merck.
Coffee to wake me up each morning. Coffee to put me to bed each night.